Vladimir Putin is celebrating an anniversary today. The Russian prime minister has been at the top or near the top of the power pyramid there for a decade. Jessica Gallagher reports on Putin's successes and failures.
Vladimir Putin took a job as first vice prime minister in August 1999. By then, President Boris Yeltsin had run through at least 10 men for the post at a rate of about one a year. On December 31st, Yeltsin resigned and Putin stepped in as president. Masha Lipman is with the Carnegie Center, a think tank based here in Moscow. She says at first, Putin very much provided what Russia needed because the country was in such disarray. The economy had collapsed. The value of the ruble had plummeted. Russia had defaulted on its foreign debts. Many people lost their life savings and their faith in the government.
There was a sense of confusion, a sense of frustration among the Russian people. The post-communist development and the reforms that were supposed to be democratic brought about deep disappointment, hardship, corruption, all the flaws of wild capitalism.
Lipman says Putin knew that many Russians felt that the country was out of control, and he took advantage of that.
Putin's first move was to consolidate the state and send a signal that he is in charge, and that was a very wise move. With a sigh of relief, people were listening to Putin, who sounded firm, who was everything that Yeltsin hadn't been. He was always around, as opposed to Yeltsin, who had bouts of disappearance, which were regarded as bouts of drinking.
Andrei Kortunov with the New Eurasia Foundation in Moscow says it wasn't only Putin's take-charge attitude that won over the average Russian. It was how he stood up for Russia.
Putin was able to, you know, restore these great power status for the country. Russia has become more powerful, more assertive. He restored the Russia's greatness.
That greatness was certainly helped by soaring oil prices. They started at around $20 a barrel when Putin took over and peaked at $140. That brought Russia a huge windfall profit. Despite the oil boom, Russia still doesn't have a modern communication system. Roads are in dismal shape and basic infrastructures simply don't exist. Putin has promised big changes but has not yet delivered. Here again is Masha Lipman with the Carnegie Center in Moscow.
Russia's economy remains non-diversified. Russia's productivity of labor is very low. Russia's competitiveness is way below dozens of the world countries. So I don't think Putin's good for Russia.
Lipman goes on to say that Russia is even economically farther behind than when Putin came into office. Nevertheless, Andrei Kortunov with the New Eurasia Foundation says Putin remains large and very much in charge because the average Russian thinks that Putin brought about economic and social stability.
If it ain't broken, why'd fix it? He's still the most popular politician in the country and arguably the most powerful person in Russia.
The latest poll from Moscow's Levada Center shows that Prime Minister Vladimir Putin has an approval rating of 79%, higher than his nominal boss, President Dmitry Medvedev. Maybe that's because most Russians believe Putin really runs the country. For The World, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
Putin, Putin, едет в Пикалёво. Путин, Путин, сделает нам клёво.
This is something pretty rare in Russia, political satire, especially satire that has Vladimir Putin as the main target. The song has gone viral online. It's set to the tune of a Czech song from the 1970s. The original told of a village monster. The new version ridicules Putin's hard man image, especially in the face of Russia's troubled economy. It ends with a nod towards rumors that Prime Minister Putin is seeking a return to the Russian presidency. The next president, according to the song, will be that same village monster. Its special skill, eating tourists. Go figure.